Chapter 2, Inconsistency, or How to Raise a Yo-Yo. Do you remember that fantastic day when your first child came into the world? I'll never forget the experience of watching my daughter's birth. What a joy it was to realize I was part of creating that miracle gift of God. My wife, Sandy, joined me in celebration. All the apprehension and pain of the hours of labor evaporated when little Holly was placed in her arms, 20 1/2 inches long and as cute as they come. In the next few days, I proudly showed Holly to all my friends, and I had no trouble at all coming to the conclusion that she was the most beautiful baby in the entire nursery. We took Holly home on the third day, and for the occasion, friends put a huge sign across the front of the house that read, "Welcome home, Holly." To say I was an excited new father would be an understatement. My wife still teases me about the first night when we placed Holly in her bassinet beside our bed. I turned up the thermostat so high it was 105 degrees in the house. Okay, so I turned the heat up a little too high. Better to be on the safe side was my motto. I was a new parent, and I knew my responsibility to take care of this totally dependent little girl. No wonder I was puzzled when that very same week Sandy's obstetrician advised us, "I want both of you to start leaving your daughter home with a babysitter sometime during the first few weeks of her life." I had to ask him to repeat the comment. Besides being a difficult assignment, it seemed totally inappropriate. At the very height of our newborn's dependency, our doctor was suggesting we leave her and go out for the evening. But since then, I've thanked God many times for that word of advice from the doctor. In the wisdom accumulated over many years, he knew that if Sandy and I were to truly love Holly, we would need to be sure to maintain a strong love between ourselves. He knew that the stronger we were as man and wife, the stronger we would be as parents. So, in those very first weeks, we started to develop the one essential ingredient for effective discipline in our home, love. And those first few weeks were a perfect time to begin to discipline ourselves and our new child. And the discipline wasn't easy. It is no small trick to leave your newborn at home. Finding a babysitter was a major problem. There seems to be a tendency on the part of new parents to think that the only babysitter qualified to care for their child is a registered nurse who specializes in pediatrics, or, of course, grandma. But Sandy and I took her doctor's advice and disciplined ourselves to go out at least one night a week and leave Holly home with a sitter. I hate to think what might have happened if we had ignored our doctor's advice and centered our every move around our firstborn child. She would have been like many of the children I see weekly in my private practice. These children have been brought up with the philosophy that says, love, love, love. If I just love little Buford enough, everything will be all right. But everything isn't all right. Children who have been given love without discipline are often disrespectful and/or too dependent on their parents. What nurture is not. Many parents often get brainwashed with the idea that nurture is built on doing everything for their children and making all decisions for them. Mothers or fathers caught in this trap might be overheard saying, "I don't care if you are 15 years old, stand still, I'm going to button your shirt." If you want disaster and chaos in your life, do everything for your children. In the process, you will rob them of the opportunity to stand on their own two feet and to learn responsibility and accountability, two qualities that are vital in developing a well-balanced adult life. But let's get back to our infant Holly for a moment. Was Sandy's doctor telling us that we should neglect Holly or fail to give her a lot of tender care, cuddling, holding, and so on? Of course not. All of that is absolutely critical. Psychologists call the tender, loving care given by parents, particularly the mother, in the first weeks and months of life, a time of bonding. It's during this time that the parent conveys to the totally dependent infant that he or she is cared for and loved. Many studies have shown that permanent damage can be done to the personality of a newborn baby if tactile, stimulating, loving, and cuddling aren't